Supernatural Schmaltz, from the New York Times review of M. Night Shyamalan's The Sixth Sense. In the second novel by Jonathan Safran Foer, a guy dies in the Twin Towers, and then his kid finds closure by walking around Brooklyn, looking for keys and opening up locked boxes like fortune cookies. He meets a bunch of wacky characters, he gets lost, he ventures into bad neighborhoods, and then he discovers that the joys of life are right there waiting for you if you just know where to look. Lucky for me, all I had to do was visit my widowed stepdad in Tampa, Florida. "Your mother wanted you to have this," he said unconvincingly. The box sat, intimidating the dining room table. I opened it, and there, inside, was me, age 3, 6, and 7, a portrait from Sears during Christmas, a print of my hand at age 4, a postcard returned to sender, your baby photos, report cards, Crayola drawings given back. It's the end of The Sixth Sense, but without the ghosts or Haley Joel Osment. Just Bruce Willis, sitting alone in a hospital room, no underscore. It's just Bruce.